Welcome. To the Flower Power Podcast. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Flower Power Podcast. It's been a minute, and I want to apologize that it's been a minute. I recorded a couple of episodes during the Celtic Classic this year, one after day one, one after day two, similar to the Pleasanton podcasts that I did. And I intended to have them released relatively quickly, but, you know, I got back from Celtic and life got busy. My wife and I had to immediately start packing to move houses. So, you know, packing, then we moved, unpacking, getting this place set up. Things have kind of changed with work schedule wise. So, I don't have as much free time throughout the day as I used to, or at least in the evening as I used to. I went on a trip to Scotland with my wife, Katie, and I can do a whole episode. I actually probably will do a whole episode about Scotland because it is one of my favorite places on the planet. But I wanted to get these out, but I don't just like to drop them, right? The way that I record these episodes, and I hope this changes sometime soon, you know, hopefully before the next time I get a chance to do one of these group style podcasts again. But the way that I do it now is I do have a very nice microphone, and shout out to a podcast called Iron Culture that I did 4 or 5 years ago. They reached out to me and asked if I wanted to be on the podcast. They said yes. They said, "Do you have a USB microphone?" I said no, because I've never really had a need for a USB microphone at the time. So they sent me one. And they wanted to make sure that anybody that was on their podcast had, you know, adequate audio. And it was pretty cool. Like, they said, "Here, it's yours. Keep it." It was like a brand new, really nice microphone from Amazon. And now that's what I use for this. But the way that I do it now is it is an omnidirectional microphone, so it can record from any direction. But I place it on a table in the middle of a hotel room, and we all kind of just sit around it and talk. And it works. The microphone does a really good job picking up voices and things, but, you know, as conversations get going, people talk over each other, and, you know, it's some people are closer, some people are further away. The microphone might pick up certain voices better. I've noticed that the depth of Colin Dunbar's voice, the microphone just picks it up so nicely. And then some other people's voice who are sitting the same distance from the microphone doesn't pick it up as much. So, hopefully I can get to a point where, you know, I've got microphones for everybody. Maybe I do need to limit it and not let 6-7 people in a room, because it does get chaotic. And if you listen to the Pleasanton episodes, it is definitely chaotic. No different for these ones. But all that being said is I need to listen to them and make sure that I can edit it in a way that it doesn't sound like a bunch of people are talking over each other, or, just make sure it sounds quality. I mean, I could just release it, but, you know, I want to make sure that anything I put out is, you know, understandable. And I don't want just a group of guys just chatting and you can barely pick up a couple of words. So, finding the time to actually sit down, listen to it, edit it, make sure everything's good. Took a while. Finally did it. So here is episode one of what I'm going to call the Celtic Files. And I hope you enjoy. Forewarning, there's a little bit of poop talk. And I'm not going to go in depth any further. It's about an incident that happened at the Celtic Classic, or before the Celtic Classic, I should say. So just forewarning there, there's a little bit of that. Most of it's about Highland Games, but there's a little bit about that. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and I should be posting the next one in about a week. So episode one of the Celtic Files, here we go.
not realizing that she had, there was like a group of people, right? Didn't realize that she was one of the married women that was sitting there. As she walks out, like 2 hours later, she gives me a hug and she goes, oh, thank you. We had such a great time. Like, you're so sweet, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, you know, have a great day, whatever. Her husband walks up and he goes, hey, I just want to thank you. I was like, cool, yeah, no problem. He's like, no, you're the only reason I'm getting laid tonight. I was like, what the fuck?
Wow. Have you guys seen that Hulu documentary on Liberty University? On Liberty University? The president, or like the founder of Liberty, his wife was like fucking this Miami pool boy. And it was the same thing where like they'd go to this hotel and she like swindled this little pool boy and they're like fucking her. And I guess the husband liked watching and jacking off in the corner. It's just like this Christian university and the founder's wife is getting piped down by a pool boy.
Hey, some guys like to be
sitting in the cuck chair. That's why I asked if you had a cuck chair.
Well, there's no cuck chair. Sorry. David can sit on the...
Well, that's going to be the intro
the autumn.
To, the, to this episode.
There's no cuck chair.
Welcome
sorry.
To the Flower Power Podcast.
So Celtic day one, man. How was it?
Numero uno.
Wet, slippy, and a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's better than last year.
Better
than last year's conditions. 100%.
We all made it height and chief.
We did.
That's okay.
Look at us.
We threw a 28-pound sheaf.
With a 30-pound bag.
Yeah.
Did we weigh it at the end?
No.
No, we should have.
We should have weighed that.
Should we? Yeah. Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Should we go around and say who's here? Rather
sure.
Than starting to talk.
Those cold opens, man. That's great.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so
give the people what they want. But this is Nathan Burchett.
We got Damien Fisher. John Van Buren.
Nick Aston.
And Colin Dunbar.
Colin Dunbar.
And I'm just sitting in the cuck chair. Sorry.
Sitting in the cuck chair.
You. Like what pervert he is.
Yeah.
So, highlight of the day was... Kyle pooping in the drug testing cup.
That was not going to get brought up.
Oh, no, yeah, no, of course not.
But
that was never going to get talked about.
This is definitely being removed in the edit.
Yeah. I had to use the bathroom right after you, and I was like, oh.
Luckily, they found out that was an unusable room, so I didn't have to. This is now unusable.
Explain.
So, what happened was. We were getting drug tested, and luckily it was not one of those that, you know, they were staring at your dick while you're while you're drug testing.
That would have been so awkward for her. She's like, oh, you're pooping.
Oh, no. I can't pee while I'm standing up, guys.
But I couldn't pee. I had to poop real bad. So I sat on the toilet and pooped while I peed. Turned in a sample and everything. It was a good go.
Oh, wait, did you flush? Did you flush? Did you let it flush?
Oh, she fucking left it.
So she told me, you know, she said, you're not supposed to flush the toilet after a drug test. So I didn't flush it, and she just goes, well, since you did that, you can go in and flush it. I was like, all right.
The best part was, which I didn't know until like an hour ago, he asked permission.
She knocked on the door. She's like, were you able to give a sample? I was like, can I go number two?
I can hear a little bit more than just
she's
a sample.
Like, she's like, yeah.
Listen, this is right around morning poop time. I'm sorry that these we crossed paths.
But I got everything done in the 4-minute time frame. So you know
which
what?
Is super impressive.
Which is
that's
super impressive.
Insane. Out of all the things I saw today, that is
that was like way better than any throw you had this today.
But still, yeah. Letting me know you're still an embarrassment.
Yeah, it's, like, you got to do what you got to do. It was either that or not turn in a piss test, and I didn't want to.
I would have seen if you could like use that for something else. Like, hey, could you check me for like colon cancer?
I didn't shit in the cup.
Or like, you're still amazing.
I was fine.
It's a glorious poop.
Oh, my poop post
yeah.
Drug testing. Oh my god, I felt Well, it was great and terrible at the same time because I used the handicap stall at the games, like the porta potty.
The same stall.
It was on a fucking hill.
Yeah.
So it's like you're pointing down.
Your wall.
So,
you said, is it up or down?
Your wall
was down. Yeah. It was.
Are you squatty potty or are you?
No. You're like this is you're like this leaning forward.
This is a horrendous start to a Highlanders podcast.
So cool. No. So I've got my foot. I'm on my toes trying to like push myself back onto the fucking toilet. Also, it's one of the smallest openings I've ever had, so I can't get my butthole and my penis into the same hole. So I'm like...
Well, especially when you're, like, feeling like you're on the starting blocks.
So yeah, when I'm like, oh! The edge of a fucking cliff was not fun. But other than that, yeah, it was great.
This is the content that everybody wants.
Yeah. This is the true behind the scenes.
What was the content of your stool this morning?
John almost pooped 5 times and then never pooped.
I definitely waited till the end of the day. I think 5 times, yeah. I was like, I have to shit. Yeah. I'm like, never mind.
Second throw of every event. I think I have to shit.
Dude, I'm like, I'm right there. No, I'm good. Okay. I can make it.
Suck it back up.
I reabsorbed it.
It's the only upside to the fucking weather conditions today. The porta potty was never hot.
Yeah.
That is true. So, Nate, last games.
Yeah.
How you feeling about it?
Well, after day one, really great. You know, number 4 right now. Best day one ever. For me, anyway.
Yeah.
So.
One caber for distance?
Yeah. I mean, the most important event.
Yeah.
One caber for distance.
Extra money. It's the only one that pays individually.
Darn right. Lighting the world on fire, let me tell you. Last one, best one, guys.
First of that one, too.
Yeah. One shot. Hey, it counts.
It does count.
It has a 1 at the beginning just because there's a 0.5 doesn't mean there's not a 1 at the beginning.
There's a 1.
There is a 1. I've never seen that before.
What is this number?
Who is this? No, they came this small.
Those numbers come this
those
small.
Those numbers exist?
Yeah.
Every time it's 1, it's usually followed by another.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with my
hands. I've seen a 10 before,
yeah,
but...
I've seen that one a few times. That one's a normal one.
I got one of those today.
Yeah, you did.
Solid 10th place.
What event?
Heavyweight.
Oof.
Trash.
What'd you throw?
37.
Which...
I think I was
normally
the only one under 40.
I think you
were the only one under 40.
Unless, did Isaac go 40?
He was 39.
He's close.
Okay. So me and Isaac,
I think you keep your knees together when you're rotating through the air, you'll be able to get down faster and actually put power. Because your knees separate, and then all of a sudden you land way open.
Well, Damien told me he's going to teach me to throw weights.
Yeah, Jonathan
tomorrow,
and I are staging an intervention for Nick, but only about 3 o'clock
tomorrow.
Perfect. We've already gone through this. You're not allowed to give other people cues. Because then they start beating you.
I know. I have that problem.
Yeah.
See, it's my last game, so I have all of this written out
all
for
this
tomorrow.
Knowledge like, in my brain.
It's all coming your way.
Well, he was helping me out in Sheath today. It didn't really work in the end, but, you know.
You were throwing it really high.
They were going really high. Especially for that 30-pound bag.
You can't prepare for that kind of Sheath. There's no way.
Yeah, that it was like felt good when we like also the fact that we opened up at 20 and everyone's like, and then everyone was out at 26.
If we started at 26, we all would have made 26 because the bag would have been 20.
Yeah. Well, that's why we should have started. We wanted to start at 24.
Yeah.
And then we had the debacle with the crane.
I think they were just.
And they were just like, whatever.
Yeah, they were really worried about a bunch of no-hits.
That was,
yeah.
We're not
going to
do
justifiably worried about last year when every single one of us did not clear 26.
Yeah.
We all took a 0 on sheep.
That was embarrassing. Well, so technically, I guess I won an event last year also. It just didn't
sure.
Have like,
you also
I just didn't start with a 1 that time. So.
Everybody split first.
Yeah, we all split first.
So, highlights. Who's got a good? I feel like this time of year we're all kind of beaten up anyway.
Yeah.
Like I, compared to Worlds, like the competition at Worlds was like we were fucking A game, dude.
Yeah.
We were kicking ass, and now it's not bad. The conditions could be better.
Yeah.
But we're still putting up pretty decent throws, just not what they were a month ago.
I mean, I had a season's best in the heavyweight, and I technically tied.
Yeah, Colin,
Kyle.
You actually, you
Colin
busted some throws at me.
Yeah, in September he's coming his own.
I technically tagged Kyle in Kaber today, by the way, as well. So it's,
we can just get put it out there. If we want to get into Kaber, we can get into Kaber.
Kaber was who had a 12:30? Me. Who also had a 12:30? You. Ipso facto, we tied. Okay? Count back my dick, because we tied.
I mean, the judging on Kaber was rough.
It was rough.
For both turns and non-turns. Like, the degrees were ridiculous. Like, there were 70-degree turns.
It would almost flip and fall back down, like, 60, 45. Yeah, like, 45. 50. Like, damn.
Rough. And then I haven't had a fight for in a minute. That was my first fight for probably a decade.
I don't know if it was a legit fight for either. Because it got up and kind of stopped and then fell.
Yours looked like a turn.
That was, to me, that's a turn.
Yeah. I would have given myself a turn as well, but it counts as a fight. Yeah. So.
And it didn't, like, change your...
No, I ended up exactly where I would have anyway. Yeah. So didn't hurt the overall, but...
Yeah. Because no one else that didn't turn it had an 85.
Yeah, he had the best degree.
Yeah, he was the next time.
Yeah.
So wouldn't have changed the outcome, but... I will go to the grave saying that that was my pull as a 12-block pull.
Thanks, I do.
I was so pissed at.
Yeah.
Well, but I so day one, is he sets your line. You have to throw it on his line.
That's the tricky
and so
part.
You were running and you threw a 12 on your line, but Dana had said this is the line you have to turn it on.
But he didn't say that.
He told us all.
No. He said we're running this way. Try and aim towards the
usually he sets a direct line. This time he just said be generally in the direction.
Yeah,
of the
he usually
side.
Puts that flag out there and said run towards that flag.
He probably meant maybe he meant what he told us last year, which was that like he set your line, but then he didn't really communicate.
Yeah, it definitely
that
wasn't as clear.
It was run in the direction of the Coke sign, and I ran in the direction of the Coke sign, and I pulled a fucking 12:00.
I didn't get any of that direction. Money. I just tried to not drop it on myself again, and then I pulled a 12.
That was
any time you would
get. Yeah, I don't think you heard that, Kyle, but we got the same score. So,
I was
Chief Daddy! Chief Daddy! Chief Daddy! It applies.
Caper Cook.
I was also the only one to turn it all three times, so fuck
yeah, off. Nobody cares, bro. We still tied.
I didn't even turn the caber for distance all three times.
I think my highlight was probably heavyweight, just because I didn't know how weights were going to go with my knee.
It was slippery.
And yeah, dude, it was so slippery. I thought I was going to die.
You almost did on one.
That third throw, like, I have to go back and watch the video. I slid a good foot and a half.
Oh, yeah. I saw one of the guys in the crowd send us a video, like, from, like, below, so, like, looking straight at us. Mm. That second one, I hit the middle, and my entire body just goes, and just fucking slides backwards. I'm like, ooh, that's not fun.
The splits.
So that makes your 42 even more impressive.
Yeah.
Because you had like a 34 and then like a 32.
I think that, I don't even think that second one was
a 32.
Yeah. No, that was probably like a 24 that I refused to let them measure.
And then a 42.
And then a 42, yeah.
That's the most Colin Dunbar shit.
Well, it's sad because my highlight is also the heavyweight. Like, last game, still breaking 40 feet, almost 41. I mean, I still was middle of the pack, but I was stoked.
Yeah. We were also, I'm not going to take anything away from anybody.
Dude, we threw it down a little bit.
Way downhill.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No,
I'm taking it. I'm taking it.
I'm kind of hoping that lightweight's somewhat downhill tomorrow, too.
There's no way that field can handle a downhill
lightweight.
Over
the hill. Yeah, so you throw over the
hill. No, it's going to go downhill, like, where we threw... Braemar.
I almost think that they're going to put us where we threw Hammer.
You think they're going to put us down? No. That would
probably going to throw up the
hill. Last year we threw uphill from the opposite side.
Yeah, from the other side.
But last year that was the only patch of grass that wasn't straight north
completely.
Well,
that's
the
choice.
That's going to fuck that uphill.
So the field at Celtic is kind of rounded. It peaks in the middle, but it's a pretty
aggressive crest.
Like a peaked hill.
Yeah.
But it's only gotten worse over the last few years. Like, it used to not even be that bad. It's gotten way worse.
Well, especially with the field switch this year.
Yeah, switching to the other side.
Yeah, that's kind of screwed with location. But some of the places that usually do where we can throw, you know, front to back or north-south, whatever you want to call it, aren't there anymore.
which is why we ended up doing a weird half downhill heavyweight today.
I noticed there's a big divot at the top of the crest where we normally would throw weights. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, and that kind of filled with mud this a little bit too.
Yeah.
What happened?
So they had to just lower down.
Huh? What happened there? How was there a divot?
Like, it wasn't like a divot like somebody dropped a weight there. It was like a legitimate, like the size of a trig divot in the ground.
It looks almost like, I'm wondering if there was a stage or something, like it's a heavy.
I mean, they bring kind of all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it looks like something sat there for a while when the ground was soft, and it probably just made a divot or made an imprint that hasn't gone away, never got refilled.
It would be very, very cool if they leveled that whole thing out, but there's zero fucking point for them to ever do that. Like,
it'd be
this
great
is,
for us, but
we're the only benefit.
Yeah. Only the athletes. There's 10 people a year that will get some serious benefit from this. We should definitely
this
put all this
multi, probably going to be like a multi-million dollar project by the time here, by the time the city gets involved.
Bringing in all this
call the senator.
Yeah, call the senator.
Call the senator.
The senator might get it done.
Hey. She redirect that donation she's getting.
Really use some flat ground out here.
Greg, I know you're just trying to save the games in general, but how about we flatten this field out instead?
This is the game to save.
That'd be great. Thanks. Yeah,
thanks. I'm going to need you to get those TPS reports. Thanks.
Yeah, so hammers are straight up field.
Straight up hill.
Yeah.
So that was my highlight. I was pretty stoked throwing one's hand up the hill.
That was good.
The heavy. Still a foot behind. Let's, hammer poppy.
My highlight will be holding off Nick for one more final game in the heavy hammer. Before he inevitably passes me every game next year. But I got him this year.
I'm just glad I didn't finish Heavy Hammer at 82 feet. That would have been way embarrassing.
Rough.
I won't lie. I kind of giggled a little bit when you're opening
up. I was a little bummed out.
Like,
first
starts with an 8. Yo, dude. Like,
one. That's almost a 7.
One, the handle was wet and I couldn't. My tacky wasn't setting.
Here
and
come
then two,
the
I couldn't get away from my left because the pain meds haven't kicked in yet.
I'm not loopy enough to throw hammer.
I am definitely not high enough.
I was really hoping you'd be like Aaron Rodgers Percocet game. This was what I was really expecting. I was like, Kyle's going to go off. Everything's going to click.
PRs and everything.
He's not even
going to
know where he's at.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to my... Well, I know what happened to my hammers, but they fell the fuck off a cliff this year. Like, I had a couple games, I guess, in the beginning of the year that were, like, decent. But, like, the connection, the rhythm, like, everything is just trash this year.
Maybe try some boots.
No.
Yes. Just do it, dude.
Don't yell at me.
Yeah, Kyle knows how it goes when he tries not to.
You're
not
my real dad. Oh. I finished at 82. Montreal, luckily the games that's not in NASCAR.
I'm not counting that towards my overall record
the
ever.
The score sheet's been lost.
Yeah, the score sheet's been burned.
Yeah, we don't even know about that game. Never happened. Rule number one, Montreal, don't talk about Montreal.
I cared so little about Montreal because this is the day after Worlds.
Yeah.
I didn't even put boots on for Heavy Hammer, and I legitimately threw.
No, I didn't actually.
Legitimately threw 82 feet, like, as hard as I could. From, like, 82 feet.
I will also, from that game, never forget your heavyweight.
Oh my god.
Where you turn to me after Alex McCara throws 39 or 40 feet.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not letting that guy beat me.
Yeah.
And proceed to put full effort into the heavyweight. To go 36 feet.
Yo, I mean, like, legitimately, like, the day before, I had thrown
46-6.
Yeah, the day before, I threw 46. And then my first two throws were, like, in the low to mid-30s, like, 34, 32. Like, they were bad. And then, yeah, Alex had, like, a good high-30s throw, and I was like, fuck that. Like, I actually have to try. Like, I'm not going to let that beat me.
Full effort.
Yo, I'm talking, I let go of it, and I legitimately thought, okay, that's a 43-foot throw, we're good. 36 feet.
Yeah, you had full yell on release.
Yell on release, like, had the long, full...
Yeah, I know you didn't wear boots for hammer, but maybe you shouldn't have worn those boots for hammer.
Landfilled shoes.
But then still threw 89 in the lightweight.
Yeah, that's probably how that works.
That was back to, like, 2018, Kyle, where he couldn't could not throw the heavyweight to save his life. It was still a mid to high 80s yeah. throwing the lightweight.
I think that was 2019 is when I was sitting around 36.
Some of us are still there.
There's some of us are still there.
No, that's so pathetic. Yeah.
Figure it out. How long have you been a pro now? 2 years?
Yeah.
Figure it out. I can still suck. I'm still allowed to suck.
Yeah. You get a little bit of suck left, and then you have to be good.
Don't make him be good at everything, okay? The rest of us are still trying to have fun over here, okay?
Just sweaty.
Being like, oh, I'm good at everything.
We're
now.
Just sweaty tryhards. Some of us just want a beer.
Shut up, John. Yeah. You're good at everything too, you jerk.
What event did you start having beers at, Colin?
What
was
the
first of it?
I probably fucking should have after that, Amber.
I think you had one going into Braemar.
No. Braemar was our second event.
Heavyweight.
Yeah.
We had a break.
Yeah.
And I was like, we didn't start Braemar till 11. So by the time we were done, I was like, it's beer 30. Yeah.
That's okay. I was not far behind you.
No. Just recruited plenty of delinquents with me.
Yeah. I drank one of your beers.
Yeah, fucker. Kyle slapped me so hard.
Dude, let's see. Do we still have
I think there's still
aftermath. Yeah, we still have aftermath. This is hours.
Yeah.
This is hours later. The hand of God is still on his
yeah.
Okay, so backstory.
Colin
had his shirt up for one reason or another.
I was adjusting my fucking weight belt
to show
my
crowd,
back
show
brace.
And he was giving the crowd what they wanted to
yeah.
see, you know? Well,
minding my own business, completely oblivious to everything that's going on around me.
I made eye contact with a bunch of people in the crowd, and I'm just like pointing at him like, hey guys, look at this. And I open hand slapped his belly so hard.
You like mildly knocked the wind out of him.
But yeah. The crowd laughed so hard.
That crowd.
Well, and Isaac, who is quite possibly the meanest person in all of Highland Games, he's like, that's even mean for me. That was mean. And then he turned and showed the crowd the handprint on his belly, and the crowd cheered.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
we're laughing your pain.
Jerks. Yeah, it started to like turn purple.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was bruised immediately.
It was not okay.
And then I did apologize.
It was not
so
sincere.
So everything's all better.
It was not sincere.
It was all. It's 100% sincere.
But the crowd. The crowd wanted it. I'm sorry, but the crowd.
Don't worry, I kissed it to make it better. It was fun. I definitely did, but that's beside the point.
God. And then, when we started, I had just gotten a crisp, fresh beer. Crisp. Waiting for Sheaf. And then John just starts. John and Kyle both look at the crowd and go, chug. Chug, chug, chug. So the whole section of crowd starts going chug, chug, chug. So I could just sit there.
You're almost
there's
in the
one lineup. Thing that I can do is peer pressure. Yeah. They found my weakness.
Oh no! Don't make me drink
oh,
this
no.
beer.
Beer and peer pressure.
Oh shit! Oh god!
You almost didn't do it.
I didn't want to.
Didn't.
Honestly, I didn't want to. I had just gotten it. I just wanted to enjoy a beer.
No.
He just looked at the crowd and just started pouring it out.
I would have gone from fucking crowd favorite to exiled from
the everybody hates you.
Yeah. They literally walk onto the field and just carry you off.
We want new Colin Dunbar.
Jonathan, you are new Colin.
Jonathan's new Colin.
Honestly, so great that he gets announced as Jonathan for Gamer for Distance, and people in the crowd still go, let's go, Colin!
When we drove up yesterday, I thought it was you out on the field. I was like, how did Colin get us here? Oh, man. It was just Jonathan with his hair down.
Colin Harding, yeah.
That's carrot cake.
We're gonna fight over cheesecake. Do it.
I think you should tell them about the professional athlete diet that you guys just ate.
Yeah.
Well, three beefy five layers.
a shit ton of Oreos. That's not always my post-game ritual.
Do people want to know what it takes to be a pro?
All right,
well, what it
bone
takes...
Bone broth. I have bone broth, too.
What it takes to be a pro is...
So
you're
good. Yeah.
You're good. Yeah, hashtag health.
Yeah, cancel
but he
three
had
pros.
Bone broth before all of that.
Big Ten health,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
he thought it was tea.
Three pros sitting in a room.
It was just soup.
Ordered $40 worth of cheesecake on DoorDash and $50 worth of Taco Bell on DoorDash.
Delicious.
After already eating food at the field.
Yep,
before
we had
Euros.
Yeah.
Peak human performance.
You gotta eat like a champer.
Yeah. Carbo load. You put a lot of calories.
We are the biggest athletes here, though. So, I mean, it makes sense that we eat, like,
there's a lot of beef
dog
in the
shit.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of beef in this room.
A lot of beef in the room.
Yeah, the three roommates are myself, Colin, and John. So.
Yep.
I mean...
It's a stinky room.
Who's the lightest one? It's probably...
It's me.
Like,
I'm the lightest at 310,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll walk around around 310.
It's 1,000-pound
room. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
1,000-pound room. That
sounds like a TV show.
Trap me in my size.
1,000-pound roommate.
Bam. Call him. Try being my size, Amy.
Don't know what it's like. I'm grown. My bills are paid.
I'm going to spend 15 minutes on the phone with DoorDash to get the cheesecake.
Yeah, and then one of the cheesecakes didn't even fucking show up. What the fuck?
Don't worry. Both of Kyle showed up.
Yeah, well, but yeah. And also, yeah, I ordered two for myself. So.
Oh, man.
But as the heaviest one here, I'm allowed to do that. I think I'm the heaviest
one. It is expected.
I'm the heaviest one this weekend.
I was going to say, you're not heavier than Eric Spence, are you?
No.
Oh, he's like 4 inches.
He's not as tall as
him. You're not as tall as like Eric Spence, you know?
No.
Yeah, 360? Anyone? Any takers?
Nope.
No?
No.
No,
sir.
All right.
Only 110 pounds more than me. Thanks, Google.
120.
That's cool. That's all it took. I just need to get to...
You're 110 pounds faster, if that makes sense. If that makes sense.
It does make sense, but I'm not throwing any further. So
yeah,
I need to add 100 pounds.
110
pounds
older? 110 pounds
is only worth about 4 feet, so that's cool.
Worth it.
Debatable. Ask my knee if it's worth it.
Is it worth it?
Your knee is about to explode.
Yeah. He's got... literally hanging on by a thread at this point.
It looks like his knee has a pulse.
Yeah. I've got like 10% of my meniscus remaining on my knee. And my fix to that this weekend was a cuff around the top of my knee, and then a strap over that cuff, cranked down as hard as I could. And then my 9mm strongman knee sleeves, and then a knee brace.
It was like your 9mm just in case it really is bad. Pop!
It's like a horse.
Alright, guys, sorry, it's too bad. Boom!
Yeah, I was watching Kyle take everything off at the end of the day, and it looked like a fucking garage sale of knee replacement items. Like, let's take off the brace, let's take off the sleeve, let's take off the strap, let's take off the other strap.
It just gets gnarlier and gnarlier as you go down.
Probably just on?
It was like a fucking rushing nesting doll.
There were parts of the day that my foot got numb. There were sometimes I had to sit down and undo everything to get the feeling back in my foot before my next throw.
Yeah, was it Braemar that you're just like, okay, hopefully my foot's there.
Yeah,
I can't feel my leg.
Yeah, because I did it all up and I took all my warm throws and then I took the first throw and I didn't undo it that whole time. And so I went to take my second throw in Braemar, and I, like, planted my foot to load up, and I was like, I can't feel my foot. I was like, so I rocked back, and I was like, all right, let's hope my foot's there when I land. Okay, we're good.
Is there a block leg?
Yes. Yes, there is.
There's a block leg.
So then I immediately ran over and undid everything, and I just felt like the warmth just flow down my leg. Just fucking tourniquet my leg every day.
Braemar actually ended up
every single piece of Brian Shaw equipment, you know, like 17 pieces.
Yep.
Braemar actually ended up being a pretty fun and competitive event today.
Yeah, I think 34 feet, that's cool.
That was another one, I think 39, 39 was eighth place.
I was, I had a 39-3 and I was sixth place. Yeah. I think Jonathan is right behind me in seventh with like 39-1 or something.
Yeah. Don't worry, eighth place was 34 feet. That was me. I had to add five feet to be competitive with seventh place. 5 feet to move up one spot. I'll take half a snow cone. I'll just be over here.
He also took the widest angle, too.
Oh, 100%. I'm also the wily veteran.
Yeah. But still,
I'm not a 34
beat. Hey, who's beating you right now? It's because of that throw. I got 2 points with that throw.
Were you that?
Yes.
Right, you were in last.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
That's embarrassing.
It is. I'm awful at that event. Historically awful. It's the only event that I don't have a pro mark. I've never hit 40 feet, ever. 39, 10, twice. Never hit 40 feet. That's cool.
39's a pro-ish mark.
Yeah, most people pro-ish say 40 and 50 are like your pro marks.
That's what it should be.
Yes, and I've never hit it. Thanks. Go like almost 54 in the open, but... never come close to the
paper. Yeah, like that standard's kind of
good
out the
for like a 26.
A lot of
standards kind of got out the window.
Pro standards, quote unquote.
The 40-50, I don't think there's a lot of pros doing that anymore.
40-80.
Yeah, 40-80s doesn't seem like it.
There's less depth.
Yeah.
More people who are good at certain events as opposed to being everything.
And I think, to be fair, I think when I went pro, I was still inconsistent at 40.
Yeah.
Like, I did it at 40 all the time. I did it before.
In heavyweight or in
heavyweight? Heavyweight.
Yeah,
Braemar,
I was
solid on Braemar.
I will call your bluff there.
It was the same for me. Like, my heavyweight, like, I had hit 42 as an am, but most games were 38.
Yeah,
even
same,
as a
pro. Like, I hit 41 as an am, but it was usually 38.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Yeah.
My lightweight was always
again,
better than
if you're just looking at NASBA scores, it's fucking 40-80.
I mean, for at the end of the year.
At the end of the day, it's still
like
every
game
those...
is gonna be different. So like if you want to look at just your PRs for the or your season best, like numbers in 90% of it, that's cool, you know.
A lot of those like numbers or ratios, whatever, still kind of hold true, but it's it's usually more of like an end of a season thing, not a games
not
by
game.
Games thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you're someone who's hit in every game, then you're top 8 or 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the same thing. I'd have, a handful of 40s, 40 to 42 throughout the season, and then it was like 37 to 39 was the average.
Well, yeah, I've been a historically shoddy 56, but I was always kind of like Kyle. I was way better at the lightweight. I could still move fast with that.
Yeah.
You can't move fast with the 56.
For some fucking reason... as an am, I threw 88 in the light, but could barely touch 40 most days in the heavy. Made no sense to me. And it wasn't until this year that I got like consistently over 40. I haven't had games under 40 this year. I think my lowest score is 43.
Okay,
besides
Montreal. It doesn't exist. We've already discussed that.
Montreal was the first time I went under 40 in a long time.
That was also probably the first time in your life you take
I've ever
last
done
that place
heavy.
In a heavyweight.
That's true. not my life. That was a shitty heavyweight.
Wait, you took last place in Montreal? I didn't realize that.
Last place is literally number one mark in the world.
Oh, in heavyweight. In heavyweight, okay. I was like, I didn't take last place overall.
No.
Yeah, no,
who won Montreal?
Yeah, what team?
What team won the team championship? It was me and Fish. For the listeners, it was me and Fish.
True. By context clues, picking that up.
This is also a games that doesn't exist. So
Which one does it exist?
Theoretically, Cass and I would have given you guys a run for your money if the games actually happened. If it was real.
I think we only won by like a half a point.
That was such a joke. Going back to that, like, I'm like, I can't hook grip. My thumb is the size of a freaking watermelon.
Yeah.
Well, it was all of us. That is the most tired I've ever been at a game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was nothing left after Worlds the day before. That was...
I think I threw like 49 feet in the open, too. Like, it was...
Didn't even break... Yeah. I went from having the performance of my career.
Yeah.
Like, I throw that performance against all the best throwers in the world, or that ever have been, to having the shittiest broken down. I'm done doing this for the rest of my life performance.
Weird, you can't do that 2 days in a row?
Nope.
Weird.
Yes,
that's news to me.
I need to blast Trent like Brian Shaw if that was the case. Like, oh, I'm fine now.
that would be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be fantastic. But we'll see after our drug tests if anybody's lying.
Why are you looking at me? Just because I pooped.
Listen, your test came back clean, but you do have colon cancer.
We
found the polyp.
We had to cancel your sample because we found stool in the bottle.
And all over the bathroom.
The cup was covered in it.
Like a gorilla was in here.
And we're back.
Back to the poops.
Yeah. It's just that scene from Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. Poops all over the bathroom.
It's Dumb and Dumber-er.
No. The original Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, it's like, this is like a deleted scene maybe, but the Dumb and Dumber-er is where it's everywhere.
No, that's happened in both movies.
Man. No.
I don't remember that.
It's
that's
not the right
deleted scene. All right.
No.
It's not.
It's not.
All right, Jamie, pull it up.
Fake news.
Jamie.
Young Jamie,
pull it up.
I don't get it.
You obviously don't listen to Joe Rogan.
No.
Joe Rogan.
Oh. Sorry. My bad. That's definitely not a thing. The poop joke in that one is when he takes all those fucking laxatives and shits at the ghost house.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then he can't flush it, and so he, like, doesn't he, like, jump out the window or something?
Pitches it out the window or something.
Yeah. But it's...
I've had those
moments
before.
He's, like, trying to fix the toilet.
Yeah. Remember, like, the moment, like, he pulls down his pants and as soon as his ass hits the seat, he's shitting? I've had those moments before.
No, that was me in the porta potty this morning.
That was
I almost brought all of my stuff into the porta potty with me because I was not going to make it the extra 50 feet to the athlete tent to drop it off and then back. I was literally like fucking butt scuttling across the fucking road to get to there.
I have two very important questions that everybody is dying to know now that we're on this topic. All right, so are you a sitter or a stander to wipe after you poop?
Sit.
All right, time out. We're gonna go one by one.
Mm-hmm. I'm standard.
Standards.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Standards.
I used to be a standard.
Oh, yeah.
Then I started, I don't remember when I started sitting, but I started sitting and I'm like, oh, this is way better. I don't chafe my asshole as much when I sit down.
It's cozy. You sit down.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It works.
I used to be a standard when I was like young. I think I changed in like maybe middle school or high school.
I think so, yeah.
To sitting.
Was that when you guys lost the shoulder?
Do you go...
No, I mean, I just...
Between the legs or around the back?
Between the legs.
Yeah, my back's too big to...
Between the legs?
Yeah.
That,
you just grab...
Like,
yeah, you pull everything up.
That's disgusting.
You gotta do the first couple, you gotta push it back to make sure you get any, if there's any, like, lingering pieces. And then the rest are just straight up.
I love this question because there's, like, 50% of people that didn't know that the other side existed. Like, what? People stand? Why? What is this?
We've had that conversation, and I think that was my legit reaction the first time we talked about
this. I think what people picture, though, when they picture the standing, is that you stand all the way up.
Yeah, and
clinch.
Yeah, it's like, squeeze it all out.
Are we talking like this?
It's a crouch.
It's like
a hover.
Yeah, you're hovering.
That sounds like a lot of work.
No, I got the fat man lean. We just roll the one cheek, reach behind. You know?
Yeah, do you break
reach
a bunch of toilet seats?
My lat would cramp if I reached for anything back.
Yeah, that doesn't sound comfortable or realistic. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to lean far enough
you
to get my hand.
I'd just be wiping my butt
between the fucking... Yeah. Between me and the toilet. It also doesn't sound hygienic. Because I'm going to pull it out, and I'm going to end up hitting the fucking toilet seat.
No.
And then I'm going to have shit all over the toilet seat.
False. That's not how that works.
That's how I imagine.
Are you telling me that I have more flexible shoulders than you?
No, I just think you have a different technique.
it's approach.
Hey, next time you go, let me know. I want to see.
I want to watch.
I want to see. I want to record.
Yeah. This podcast is going to be a vlog for the next episode.
We have to do some filming for this.
This is way too much shit talk for a podcast.
Okay, so the next question.
The title of this first part is going to be Celtic Crappic.
Okay, so say that you're not running, so it's solid, but you're in the shower, and you accidentally trust a fart and it comes out. What are you doing with that? Are you waffle stopping, or are you picking it up and plopping it into the toilet? What are you doing?
How much?
We'll say a solid 8-inch turd.
That's going to be a full turd.
It's a turd. It's a turd.
If it's a fart, man.
Okay. 4 inches.
You're trusting a fart and just shit.
Yeah. Kyle did that today. We know that it's a real thing.
So we're done.
If there's a full log in the shower, you just pick it up and you put it in the fucking toilet.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
If you're, otherwise you're going to sit.
4 inches and lower is waffle stomp territory. What are we doing? Tell me what it's like.
Drinks can also be different.
But if it's solid enough to pick up, you pick it up and put it in the toilet. Because that is way easier to rewash your hands in the shower than it is to then wash the shit out of your toes. Do you think I have the flexibility? I can't reach around and wipe my own ass, and you want me to reach down and wipe shit out of my toes while I'm in the shower?
But I'm saying you touch poo-poo with your hands.
Do you not wash your poo-poo
with your hands?
I do, but I'm not like, I don't have the dexterity to pick fucking shit kernels out of my toes.
This is lovely.
Okay, those were all my questions.
I'm gonna have to tell my mother-in-law not to listen to this episode.
This part will be edited to its own. We'll take all the poop portions of this podcast and put them all in their own.
This one's on the podcast. She'll love it.
These are the questions my son asks.
She's known me for a long time.
I would like to apologize for my friend's antics, Deanna. I apologize.
Oh, God. There was one time.
I'm more of a waffle stomp.
You guys are terrible people.
Well,
disgusting.
Fully agree.
I will say though that there was one time where I had like a gnarly stomach virus, and so I had like just gotten off the toilet, and I was taking a shower because I was like, this is my fucking fifth shit today. Like I'm over wiping, my butthole's raw. So I'm in the shower, but then my stomach's still so fucked up. I have to puke. And the shower and the toilet are right next to each other. So I'm in the shower. I just lean over, I'm on my knees in the bathtub. Lean over, and I'm puking in the toilet. Well, I'm puking so hard that I shit. And at that point, it was just, diarrhea. So I was like, that's getting waffle stomped.
Yeah. I mean, that's clearly
just washing down the
drain. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
That's problem number three. Yeah,
it's like that scene in Family Guy with the dead frog who's trying to scoop it up with the lid of the box.
I put tools in his back so he can breathe.
Oh, Jesus God. There's not been much Hound Games talk.
No, there hasn't.
No, we'll have to do the after show for that.
We'll do the actual after show after day two, yeah. We're all actually fully over it.
I don't know. There's something about this crowd, though, man. It's like Celtic has one of the best crowds.
It does.
In the country.
It's special.
Well, before the first event even started, there were people at the crowd, in the crowd, Kyle, good to have you back, man. Name hadn't even been announced yet.
All of us have gotten messages from random people that are hey, are you going to be there before we even show up?
Of course.
Yeah, dedicated. When we were picking up the rental car yesterday, there was that couple that flew in from Florida. So.
Yeah.
Just to watch.
They come every year. Yeah, they come every year.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We do need to get them to figure out the clap. They were missing that today.
Let's be real, it's a whole bunch of white people. There's not a lot of rhythm.
What do you think is coming to all the other Highland Games? A whole lot of white people?
Yeah. You're asking for diversity in the Highland Games?
We're asking for a lot here.
that's the only thing that they were missing today. But.
Hey, Harrison's around.
Harrison's around. That's fine. That's true.
Yeah.
Kendall? Yeah.
Kendall? Yep.
So 99.8% white.
It's like hockey. There's one or two somewhere.
There's one or two.
That got real racist.
Not racist.
That's getting it now.
It's just a white sport.
Lucky Garrett.
That's all a white man throws a shit toss.
Okay, now
it's getting it.
No, because that's a reference to the longest yard.
I'm gonna star this portion right here, so I know what's coming.
John's got like here.
Yeah. Oh God.
It's good thing to go through and edit these.
We were we're in Detroit, and Kendall was telling us a story. I can't remember where he was. But he was telling us a story, and this random guy walks up to him on the field. He goes, "Oh, you're fucking doing the Highland Games, huh?" He goes, yeah. Like, I'm an athlete. He goes, "Oh, cool. You must be from, like, South Scotland." I was just like, what the fuck?
How close is Scotland to Africa?
You're really fucked up with it.
I was like, God damn it, man. It kind of just like, yeah, man, I guess I am.
Kendall's great. We, my first year, we did the Spencer Tyler Classic, and Kendall, my old basketball teammate, that moved, or he lives in Texas, and my wife and I, we all went to Schlitterbahn.
Yeah.
And we couldn't ride shit. He got stuck in one of the slides. He comes out, his eyes are like dinner plates. He's like, I almost fucking died.
Dude, yeah. Kendall is my favorite.
Kendall is fantastic.
That, oh my gosh. Going to a water park.
Yeah. I was so disappointed in that water park too. I was like, dude, we have one in Meridian called Roaring Springs. I'm like, Roaring Springs is way better. I didn't have to wait fucking 4 hours for a slide.
To get stuck in a slide.
Yeah, to get stuck in a slide and have them say, well, we shouldn't let you down, but go ahead. But to be fair, I can't go down any Roaring Springs slides anymore either. So.
Well, that's the thing. I went to Universal Orlando with my wife for our honeymoon. Come to find out, I am too big to ride any cool ride in Orlando.
Yeah,
like, Disneyland, 90% of rides, I'm good.
Small World.
Like, Small World is perfectly fine.
Splash Mountain.
Absolutely. But for some reason, all the rides at Universal I couldn't get on. So after trying to get on, like, my fourth ride, and they said, sorry, no, I went and complained at, like, the human resources place or whatever.
Wow.
Guest services.
Wow.
Wait. They fully refunded...
Okay, that's
one, $400 tickets a piece.
Okay.
Fully refunded mine and Katie's tickets, and then gave us a free day pass for the rest of the day to do whatever we wanted in the park.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome. Good, like, I need to complain about not getting on rides more often.
I need to turn my Kyle to a Karen more often.
You technically are a victim. You're a person of size.
That is true.
So you do have a victim card.
That victim card, baby.
Your social score has gone up.
That's the next time I don't get a job. I'm like, did you not hire me? Because I'm fat.
Have you?
Boom! Got a job.
All right. Yet another reason to get another 110 pounds. Count me in.
It's like, you keep saying it's a bad thing, but all I hear is ups.
Universal, here I come.
He's going to be retired a year, and then we're going to see him. He's going to be 400 pounds. So, guys, Universal is awesome. It's free! Did you know Universal was free?
You can't ride any of the rides, though.
Oh,
you just
shit.
Stayed in lines all day long.
You got to talk about the flight, too. You stole the last seat from the guy that said that.
I did not steal it. Okay.
They fucked
you
up
again. Fat person stole it.
So, one of the things I do as a person with wide shoulders.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Wink.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
With Southwest, I'll go up to the counter and I'll ask them for the fat person seat. Basically, you know, they'll give you an extra seat ticket so you can just reserve the seat next to you so you don't have anybody in the middle of the seat. It's fantastic. And most of the time, they'll give it to me if there's open seats on the plane.
Yeah, that too.
So,
well, Steve Schmidt, a strongman, he told me about that. I was like, I'm not big enough.
That's right. So I asked, and she didn't question it. She just gave it to me. I was like, cool, there must be open seats. And then they're loading the plane, and the last person comes on. And he's like, is that open? And I was like, sorry.
No, it's
like,
not open.
I was like, no, it's reserved. One, he was also kind of a wide guy. So I was like, absolutely am I not giving the seat up right now. But I was like, no, it's reserved seat. Turns out, no, it was 100% full flight. That was the last seat available. And they made him sit in the back with the stewardess. With the flight attendants.
Son of a bitch.
I didn't realize that until like halfway through the flight I got up to pee and I just see the guy sitting there on the jump seats.
He's just staring at you the whole time.
He's just on his iPad on the jump seats while the ladies are making drinks around him.
He's just oozing out of the jump seats. They're sure. Like, you get the this bathroom.
I was like,
you get to sit in this bathroom.
I was like, if it was like a 502-pound somebody, like, all right.
Fine, yeah.
Like, whatever, take the seat, it's fine. It's not going to make it any different for me. But if he had sat there, one, Nick would have been crushed.
I think I got
against the window.
Mushed.
Yep.
And then I would have been out in the aisle, and it would have been terrible for three people. So instead, I just made it terrible for one.
I made the logical choice.
I flew halfway across the country in the middle seat for this.
But yeah, I fully blame the Southwest lady at the front desk.
Yeah, she messed up.
She should have not given me the seat.
It did come in clutch because I had C-49 boarding and you were able to hold the seat all the way until
I did, yeah.
I got it.
I was A something. And I held that entire row until C-49 got on.
How did you get that A
something?
I had free early bird through my Southwest credit card.
Cause he fancy.
Cause I'm stupid. I got a Southwest credit card. It's totally worth that extra, $30 or whatever early bird is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just put my backpack there, and then anytime someone asked, I was like, "Not my husband's in the back."
He's coming to see you, boarding.
Yeah.
Yeah, flying as a man of size is miserable.
So it's miserable for me at 6'3". I can't imagine what it is for you guys.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
It's a great time.
And it's to be even remotely comfortable is so much more expensive. Like, if you are going to pay for the upgrade, and not an upgrade to like fucking business select or first class, just to get a fucking exit row.
Yeah.
Like, a basic fucking standard seat.
Like, boom, $50.
Yeah. Minimum an extra $50. And then if, God forbid, you've got a layover, that means I got to pay $50 for
each leg
of the flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
When was the last time you had to sit in a regular row? And do you fit? Do your legs?
No.
Like, my legs don't fit.
No. So, I can sit in a regular row if
you're using
there's
somebody
nobody.
Else's.
Well, no, if there's nobody next to me.
Yeah.
Like, I 100% need that second seat. So that just because my knees physically do not fit, there's like a 3-inch gap of... This is where my knees are, and this is also where the seat is also occupied.
Your knees are in your chest. Your knees are in your chest to get
in.
Yeah.
Yeah, my feet are not on the floor.
No.
See, a lot of my height's in my torso, so my legs actually do kind of fit. I'm just thick.
Yeah.
I usually get pretty good seats at Delta. Like, I got their credit card, and they are a little bit more expensive to fly with. But usually they bump me up. Like, I got bumped up to first class on both my flights here. I'm like, this is fucking phenomenal. But
yeah, see, that's
first
why
class is just a different world.
The Southwest credit card,
because
I can't even get that.
Yeah.
Like, we'll give you an A boarding number.
You could get on the plane earlier. Is that good?
Yeah, I fly United a lot, and I'll bump up to first class occasionally, because I treat myself, because I'm an adult.
Well, it's free with Delta. If you have their credit card, it's like, they'll just put you up. Like, hey, here's
Delta.
Yeah,
United will
here's,
do that occasionally, too, yeah.
Here's first class.
On my way to Victoria, I don't know if I should admit this on podcast. I might edit this part.
Uh-oh.
But on my way to Victoria, or going to Victoria, it was only, like, for some reason, it was only, like, $150 more to fly first class there and back from Victoria.
Because you used the flight from, used the airpoints, didn't you?
No.
Okay.
No, but for some reason, it was only that. And I was... still just under the max limit of the refund that they'll give for Victoria, so I was like, fuck it, I'll go first class. So I flew first class there and back from Victoria. And Victoria fully pays for your flight.
Oh, gotcha. I see.
So I did not save Victoria any money, but I also didn't go over my
limit. Yeah,
so
Yeah, who cares? Like, I feel like that's like Pleasanton. Pleasanton gives you, like, yes, what, 450 this year?
Bucks.
500 bucks.
Yeah.
If you stay under that, then.
Up to 500 bucks.
Who cares?
Up to 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. My flight was like 450 this year. And I was like, well, I'm dipping into money from the games to get a rental car.
For me to get to Victoria, it was like 850.
Woo!
And the max that we could spend was like 900. It was like.
Yeah.
850 for first class or 700 for.
Miserable.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go for
pleb class.
Alaska Airlines is actually really good for that. On, like, if you're doing
West
like short flights, yeah, on the West Coast.
Yeah, it's dirt cheap a lot of times to upgrade to first class. Yeah.
It's like if you're for me especially, like if I'm gonna pay to check a bag and pay for an upgrade to like an exit row, it's cheaper to just upgrade to first class because then I get all that included. Yeah, and they're cheap. It's like 60, 70 bucks a flight to upgrade.
It'll be good. Little travel tips for people listening.
Travel tips?
Travel tips for new athletes in the Highland Games.
I had no idea how to check a fork when I first started.
Checking a fork is a big question that a lot of people have to figure out.
Get yourself a snowboard bag and all your crap fits in there.
That's the easiest way.
So that's
snowboard bag, ski bag, whatever it is.
I have a different method. So I have a stubbed fork, I guess. It's not really stubbed. It still fits my hands perfectly fine. My grip isn't very wide, but I don't need any longer of a fork. I have an old shoe I put on the tail end, and then obviously the tines are covered, and I got a fucking $20 cornhole carrying case bag from Amazon. It fits diagonally in there, and then I could throw a duffel bag inside of that. No problems from Delta at all. So I have all my shit in one bag. I don't have to worry about having two bags and getting charged an extra check bag. So I'm like,
think with my brain. that's why I went with the snowboard bag, because all my gear fits in the snowboard bag.
See, I used to do the snowboard bag thing, but
if you're on Southwest, it makes sense to do two because you get two for a check.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't fly Southwest very often anymore.
I just have mine in it's a PVC pipe that fits on the whole length of the shaft, and then I've got tines covered with PVC and whatever, but then I took a tennis racket bag, cut a hole in the bottom, and then duct taped it to the PVC, so now it's like a zip up top for the sheath fork, and I just treat that as its own bag.
Other options are what? Christina, I know she has a breakdown
sheath fork. I have a collapsible one.
You have a collapsible
one? Yeah, and it's you still need a full sized checked bag, because the wood part of my handle is still the entire diagonal length of my tall suitcase.
Mm-hmm. Or you can do what Isaac did for three whole seasons, and he would just buy a new handle every single time he went to a games.
That's
he would
so
just
much
bring the head, and then he would go to a hardware store, buy a handle, and then put it on there, and then leave it in the hotel or at the games field and just take the head back.
I think I've heard about him doing that before I went
go,
and I was that sounds like a lot of fun.
No, dude, I was like, this is not sustainable. He's like, it's fine!
How much does it cost to buy it?
It's $20.
Yeah, it's not that expensive at all.
But if you're gonna pay $20,
why don't you just pay and check the bag? Yeah.
Yeah.
Check the fork.
Because reasons, okay, guys.
Call Isaac, get him in here. We have questions.
Figure this out.
You'll have a lot more questions than just that if you have Isaac in here.
Facts.
But you should have Isaac in here.
Call him. Get him in here.
He's asleep.
What time is it?
He's got nine kids.
I'm gonna say we have been talking an hour.
It's 10:30. Fuck you guys. I'm going to bed.
guess that's the end of night one. A lot of poop talk.
I think it was the right amount of poop talk.
Well, we can do this again after night two, and I'll just edit it down into one episode.
Yeah, this was mostly poop.
maybe. I mean, I think I've gotten a lot of good feedback on the two episode thing from Pleasanton.
Yeah, you should definitely do a Patreon. Our first episode is you gotta pay extra for the behind the scenes poop talk.
No, see, you gotta get subscribers first, and then you can start rolling shit like that out.
Because
right now, I think I've only got maybe 30 people subscribed, if that.
Well, hey, so, 30 people, I appreciate you.
Me too.
We love you, 30 people.
Go team. To be fair, Never have I ever listened to an episode of this podcast.
Hey, I've listened to all of them except for the first episode of the Pleasanton one. I listened to the second one. And Colin, you've been on literally every one except for the episode. You've been on every single one of them, right?
Yeah.
I think so. I have, yeah.
The two episodes that I've released, it has just been me. And then the two Pleasanton were with him. And then this one. And
yeah.
We'll just make sure he's not on tomorrow. So we're gonna kick him out.
Yeah, get out of here.
I'll listen eventually. I keep seeing the like it pop up on your Instagram. I was like, I should watch that, and then I forget.
Yeah, well, and without a doubt, you need to get. So I'm dead serious. Before he leaves, you need to get Bofe on this. That man is a walking, you know, just wealth of knowledge, Highland Games or strength sports just in general.
Yeah,
get that guy on here.
Is he staying here?
He's not at this hotel, but well, I'm sure we can get him here for a podcast.
Okay.
It's like, hey, you want to talk some more about the stuff you love? Yep, that's his tism.
Well, we can invite him over tomorrow. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, you should definitely have him on.
Yeah. All right. Well, day two tomorrow, and let's everybody not fuck shit up.
Too bad. Not fucking up.
I'll try not to die. I'll get more drugs. It'll be fine.
More drugs.
Drugs and beer seem to work.
I don't think that you're supposed to mix, though.
You're not. But I felt great, so.
Pro athlete.
Peak physical.
Are you supposed to grind this up and dump it in your eyes? Like, that's what I've been doing.
Are you not supposed to snort this stuff?
Just I'm new to this, okay?
He's just been injecting morphine directly into his knee the whole time. He's like,